Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Here's the answer and the exchange by the captain of the New York Giants. If I'm not mistaken, he's been here longer than anybody else. Is that an accurate statement, John?
Well, there's two. Daniel Jones and Dexter Lawrence were in the same draft class.
Ah, dude, give Dex the edge just because he's better.
Technically, Daniel Jones was taken 11 picks ahead.
No, I know, but tie goes to the better football player.
Who signed their contract first?
Yeah.
Oh, great question.
That's a great question. But here's Dexter Lawrence's answer to the question and the exchange. Do you think Dable's message is still getting through to the locker room?
I think it is. Just got to be comprehended a little better. I think it's getting through. It's just, you know, it's critical moments. And we got to understand what those critical moments are to be able to win and come out on top.
From the outside, you said 10 games in, like, you're saying it's not being comprehended. Mm-hmm. Isn't that troubling to you? Or should that be troubling?
It's annoying, for sure. But I'm not in other people's heads or brains, or I don't, maybe got to be communicated differently or got to hear from somebody else. So.
What do you think of that? I mean, first of all, it's got to be comprehended better. Okay. It's annoying for sure that this is still an issue. And then he said maybe it needs to be communicated differently or communicated from somebody else.
Bad coaching.
Yeah, but no, I don't think that's unfair, Tommy. I don't think that it's bad coaching. I think it's hard to be a head coach because you can say something as succinctly and clearly as possible and guys just aren't paying attention to you, right? For instance, there were three, we talked about this in our pre-show meeting, there were three 25-plus yard runs on the Giants this past weekend by Chuba Hubbard. It was a good back, but he's not a 150-yard a game back.
Saved my fantasy season.
Right. But so why did those happen? Well, the first one happened because for some reason, Bobby Okereke and Micah McFadden, on a toss play to the left, were looking at Bryce Young as if he still had the football. Mm. And so they got out leveraged, and he rips off a 25-yarder. Same drive. They run a pitch play to the right side this time. They're pulling a guard around. And Deontay Banks, as the force player, you have one job. Make the running back go inside. As the fourth player, you are the last line to the sideline. So if you don't do anything, just run to the sideline. Make him put his foot in the ground and go north and south. And then Bobby Okereke is there. Instead, he leans into the blocker. He gets blocked, gets hooked, and Chuba Hubbard goes down to the 6-yard line. So, like, the message could be just do what you're supposed to do, right? And how. Like, you can deliver it in many different ways, but what are you telling a guy who just is screwing it up?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, the problem is it seems like sometimes we're talking in code. So
I don't think they're talking in code. They're just, I think Dex
is trying. What specifically is he talking about? Is it plays like that or is it in general? That's what I don't know.
I think it's in general. I think it's like knowing your responsibility is job number one. I don't care what position you're playing. And if you don't know that, you're going to screw up. Because you're going to get into the moment and you're going to say to yourself, what do I got to do? What am I supposed to do? And then it's too late. As soon as you're asking yourself, what am I doing now? It's too late. The other team has beat you. You've lost that individual battle that you've had. And so whether it's the details that Dex is talking about, whether it's, I don't know, the above and beyond, the toughness, the hustle, all that stuff that he's talking, I don't know. But I know Dex plays with it.
No, Dex is fine.
Dex is hearing it. I know Tyrone Tracy's playing with it currently, you know, his fumble notwithstanding, which, you know, it sucks for him because in that moment you think you can make a play after having a bad handoff. It wasn't anybody's fault. It just wasn't a clean handoff. You just tank it, man. Just go to the ground. Don't try to make something out of a disaster that's already occurring. And you could see it in I could see it in his operations because I've been in that moment before when you don't get a clean handoff. And in your mind, you're like, it's going to come to me. It's going to come back. It's going to get to me. It's going to get to me. And then all of a sudden you get hit and the ball's gone. So you just have to tank it. You have to kill the play. And he's a young player. It just didn't happen. And I feel terrible for him because he had a heck of a game otherwise. But like, I think that this team has a lot of young players who Dex is trying to say aren't listening to what they're being told.
Mm. Okay.
So it's not...
So you don't take that as a warning sign on the coach losing the room?
Absolutely not. And so what I take it as what Dex is saying, is Dabes or whoever, the defensive coordinator, is it Bowen or whatever, are saying something and it's not getting communicated in certain people's minds. And that's why you're seeing the mistakes. That's why you're seeing the missed opportunities. That's why you're losing one possession games because the other...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The team is just that little bit marginally better than you are.
Let's go to Dion in Queens. How are you, Dion?
Hello, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I'm a Jets fan suffering for the last 44 seasons, but I am not shocked at the results of the Jets record this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably one of the few Jets fans that, one, didn't want Aaron Rodgers here, two, predicted that he would get hurt. I was telling a lot of friends, I said he had ankle problems when he was in Green Bay.
All right.
Three, the Jets, they can't develop quarterbacks.
Yeah, no kidding.
Can you give me two great quarterbacks?
No.
They develop?
No. I can't because they don't develop anything. They actually stymie the growth of young quarterbacks. Then they go elsewhere and they look competent. But, Dion, I want to ask you a question, and I mean this respectfully. Do you feel better now? Do you feel better that you called up and you said, I knew this would happen? Like, does that, like, in any way, does it cleanse you a little bit as a Jet fan? Or is it just, you know, what does it do for you?
It just validates my point that I've been saying. If I may take it back 30 years,
sure,
because this is the 30th anniversary this month of the fake spike game,
memories.
Which I was there with my uncle.
Oh, man.
We sat on a 10-yard line on a Jet sideline, and
right.
I remember telling my uncle, God rest his soul, as the Miami Dolphins was moving the ball up the field, I said, the Jets are going to blow it. He got so angry at me.
You knew.
He said, what are you talking about? I'm never taking you to another game. I said, they're going to blow it. And when Marino played like he was going to spike the ball, you see the Jets' defense. They relaxed.
Oh, yeah.
And he just burned them. And also, this is the 12th anniversary of the Buff Fumble game.
Oh, my
game,
God.
Which
well,
I was also
there. Dion, are you trying to kill all of us? Like, are you on this Monday that's already depressing enough saying, you know what I want to do to every Jet fan? And Dion's a good Jet fan. Like, I'm not ripping him. Like, you want to take us down the memory lane of all the garbage we've had to watch? Like, I'm glad that
is it really the anniversary?
Of what?
The butt fumble.
Well, no, it was Thanksgiving, so still have a few more weeks. But, you know, I guess he's talking about year-wise.
Oh, yes.
I get to celebrate that.
2012.
We get it. There's a lot of misery as a New York Jet fan. What I'm curious about is, for Dion and anyone else that call up today, and this is the second Jet fan who's done this, to basically say, I told you so.
Mm.
Does that really make you feel better? Like, look, we all love it.
I think it does, actually.
Does it?
Yeah.
But it sucks what happened.
Well, it just allows you to absolve yourself of ownership of the team, of this current iteration of the team. That's what it does.
But, Tiki, it doesn't work that way because...
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. I'll tell you why. At least for me, it doesn't. I may not want something to happen. I may scream and yell about... Okay, I'll give you a great example because it happened live on the radio. When the Nets traded for James Harden, I had a meltdown. Okay? Kind of became famous. Fat, dribble, drive. Very meltdown-y. I didn't like it. I wasn't happy. When it failed, I didn't go, I told you so. It didn't make me feel better. It didn't absolve me. I was on the air a few years later after the trade went down. Never
and
once
did
I say I told
you. But what did you say?
I said,
I knew this was going to fail.
No, I said, I hate myself. And I hate my franchise. And I hate being a sports fan.
You hate yourself for being right.
No, being right wasn't like added to it. Like being right is only good when it's a good thing. Like positive Tommy, the Mets had a successful season. I think his being right is a badge of honor that he should be happy about.
I believe in positive Tommy.
That's a win. That's a win. You should be like, hey, I told you so.
Right.
But when it's a negative, there's no positive in that. Oh, yay, I'm happy. I told you we'd suck. Really? That makes one feel better?
Some people it does.
Would that make you feel better?
No, of course not.
Exactly.
It absolves them of ownership of their fandom. Like, I knew this wasn't going to happen. I'm a big fan, but you know what? I knew this was going to happen, I'm good.
I don't subscribe to that.
But that's what they're doing.
Okay, if Deion feels better because he got that off his chest. See, guys, told you.
It's therapy. You said we were a place for therapy. We'll take your tears. Lay on our couch. Didn't you? That was therapy.
You know what? You're right, Tiki. Can you be my therapist for a second?
Sure.
I'm going to try this. I'm going to try exactly what Deion did.
Yeah, here we go.
I said on the radio, don't fire Robert Saleh this time.
You're right.
This is dumb. What are we doing? We're a bunch of idiots.
You feel better now?
No.
Why not?
Because being right does nothing for me.
You think you're smarter than your owner. You feel like you're smarter than your
owner. That's not saying much at this point.
I'm just telling you. You feel like you're smarter than your owner because you said, I wouldn't have fired Robert Saleh. Yet you did. And what did they, lost 4 games in a row? Yeah. 5 games in a row?
And their defense went from being competent to being pathetic.